Appreciate that. All right, pray for Steve on Wednesday of this week. It's a doctor's appointment, I believe. Is that what you said? He's got an appointment with his heart specialist. Yep, and what they're going to do and what the plan is. So that's Wednesday of this week. So keep Steve on the prayer list. And I did it here today. I think it was Bruce that had mentioned Charlie Bagwell, they had taken him over to St. Joe today from Heartland and to be able to drain some fluid off of his heart or his stomach. And then they'll be taking him back to another facility. Claudine wasn't really sure if that was going to be the same facility or not, so we'll wait and see. But he's at St. Joe today. And then also, if you would, just continue to pray for Sally Hallen and Art as they go through the challenges they have. And Louis Howard has been dismissed from St. Joe, so pray for him. I had prayer with him this week and at the hospital there, and so I got to go by the house and visit with he and Shirley this week and just keep them in prayer. So there's a lot going on. And not only that, something to be thankful for. You know, I always think when we slide into the month of November, there's a lot of things that we can be thankful for and his blessings. And maybe tonight you have something you can be thankful for. It's good to see Brother Greg Cooper back here and that. And so, Brother, you want to share a testimony with us? And, stand up and tell us what's going on. And we're praying for you and share a little bit of what's happening. Amen. There's something to be thankful for. Amen. And so in the congregation, I know we Baptists like to shake hands, and that's usually right hand to right hand. But when you get to Greg, you're going to have to learn how, this is hard for some of you to do, shake hands left-handed, and at least for during the rehab period and all through that. So give him a hug. There you go. And they'll take a hug instead. So someone else, something you're thankful for, and or just by way of testimony, something you want to share tonight. And with the Lord. This is the Thanksgiving time of the year, month of November. Are you thankful for anything? Wow, wasn't that great? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was absolutely great. And some of you here tonight were able to come. Somebody said we had around 170 or so here for the Operation Christmas Child kickoff last night. And Susie, by the way, the one that headed that up is Susie. That would be Dorothy Putman's granddaughter. That would be Betty Collins's daughter. That's who Susie is. And I don't know if any of you got the connection or whatever. And many of you know Betty Collins went to be with the Lord here back in August and that. But Susie, that's heading up the Operation Christmas Child for Southeast Michigan, would be Dorothy Putman's granddaughter. And that's the connection. So, yeah, it was absolutely great. The praise team was great. Thanks to the sound booth and to Tammy and Larry and Rosalyn and all those that worked so hard to put that together. I thought it was a great night. 16 churches in Southeast Michigan represented and collecting that. And what a testimony from a great young lady. Rosalyn also, what is it? How do you pronounce it? It's N-N-N-E-G-O or something like that, Nangango or whatever. But anyway, she's a young lady that got saved through the ministry of Operation Christmas Child, come to know the Lord at age 6, got a shoebox, received a shoebox down in South Africa, and came to know the Lord and trusted Christ as her Savior. And so, she didn't share this the other night, but I'll share it with you. She's 18 years old now. She's going to the University of Michigan and probably going to go into medicine. And that very sharp young lady, I thought she did an outstanding job in her testimony, and it was just a great night to be able to be here with that. So anyone else, something you're thankful for during this time? Ann? Yes. Yes, amen. And any of you that can help step in, it'll be not this week, but a week from tomorrow on on the 13th, that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, throughout that whole week, there'll be collections coming in here, and we're going to have to use the church van or the church bus or a truck and trailer, whatever, and get all that transported over to the next location, which is at Ward. And when we get it over to Ward, that'll be put into two big semis, and then that'll all be transported out and then flown out to different parts of the world and distributed. So I appreciate if you've set up to let Christy know to help. Well, thank you for that. If you haven't yet and you want to, it's not too late. Many hands make for light work. So someone else, testimony, something you're thankful for. Carrie? Yeah, amen. Praise the Lord, yeah, for Austin, and goal accomplished, and he's made it down to the end, so we just need to continue to pray for him and the graduation and his safety as a police officer and that, and so dream come true. Praise the Lord for that, okay? Someone else to praise the Lord for, thank the Lord for? Okay, Brother Earl? Okay. Yeah. Hey, man, good for you. And I heard Ron Newsom say a couple weeks ago, he went in and got an annual exam or whatever, and the doctor took him off of metformin, and his blood sugars have improved. His A1Cs went down to like 5 point something. And Ron has worked really hard to try to get that in line also. So that's good news, and praise the Lord for that, okay? Someone else? Anyone else? Testimony, by way of testimony? Alan? Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord for that. And we'll take the 1 month at a time. Amen. All right. Let's take our Bibles tonight and go to the book of Psalms. You know, this is going into the month of November. I want to just take a little bit of time here on Sunday evenings in the month of November and kind of direct some of our attention into the Psalms and some things. There's so much going on in the book of Psalms that we can look at and be thankful for and count our blessings for in spite of all that's going on. When you read in the book of Psalms, there's much said in Psalms about evil and about the world and about it talks about the heathen. It talks about wickedness. But there's things in the Psalms that we want to focus. Tonight we're going to just take a look at a couple of them that deals with David, just thanking the Lord for the victories that God gives him. And then we're going to take a look at a psalm that David talks about here, that in times of trouble and difficulty and challenges, the first thing that David did is he would go to the Lord. And you would assume that every Christian would do that. And so we're going to take a look at some things tonight I think that it's important and that we can glean from and take away from. So in Psalm 9, we're going to start here with Psalm 9 and take a look. And this is David really just thanking the Lord. And why this is important, I think, is to thank the Lord for his small victories and for the victories that he gives and answers to prayer along the way. I think in Sunday school this morning, I think it was Dixie Monroe that said it well, that it's good to pray early in the morning, whatever you're praying for, and that you can see then the day unfold, and as God answers your prayers along the way, that you and I can look at that and say, Lord, thank you. I prayed specifically for that, and you answered that prayer, and what a blessing that is to be able to see the Lord do that. So here David is giving a thanks to God for his victories and the challenges he goes through. So let's take a look at some of these verses here in Psalm 9. David says, I'll praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart, and I will show forth all thy marvelous works, and I will be glad and rejoice in thee, and I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. And he says in verse 3, and when my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence, and for thou hast maintained my right and my cause, and thou sattest in thy throne judging right, and thou hast rebuked the heathen, and thou hast destroyed the wicked, and thou hast put out their name forever and ever. So before we go on to verse 6, just a few thoughts, and when you think about these verses right here, I love David. I think David's one of those Bible characters when you look at it. He was all in. I think he was all in, or it's kind of like, you know, he gave everything. It didn't say part of his heart. He said he gave his whole heart here, and to thy marvelous works. And so God, you know, David was one of those people that put the Lord first and honored him. And yes, he had the trials and challenges along the way, and got himself into difficulty, but he says here, I will be glad, and I will rejoice, and I will sing praise to thy name. And then the enemies, David had his enemies, no doubt about that, and he says, but they shall fall and perish, but you have maintained my right and my cause. And so David had this unshakable faith and unshakable faith and belief and trust in God, even in the difficult of circumstances of life. Look at it in verse 6. He goes on to say, O thou enemy, destructions. He doesn't say what the enemy is. He just says there are many enemies, I'm sure. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end. And thou hast destroyed cities, and their memorials perish with them. But the Lord shall endure forever, and he hath prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness, and he shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. And the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, and a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, and for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. I think there's several great things going on in this group of verses right here, and one of the key words, I think, is a refuge in times of trouble, that we should seek out the Lord, and always, and we find, whatever the trouble, whatever the challenge, whatever the difficulties, as we have prayed throughout the Lord's day today, and we think about things that are going on through the week, there are going to be people that are going to be hit with trouble this week and challenges this week. And I would pray and hope and pray they would understand what the psalmist is writing here, that in difficult times and times of trouble, you go to the Lord and he becomes our refuge and he becomes our strength and he becomes the first thing that we go to, a refuge in times of trouble. And that they know thy name will trust in thee. And in verse 10, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. I like that promise. There's a promise right there in the Bible. As we seek the Lord in verse 10, he says, he will not forsake them that seek him. So important it is that you and I should seek him. And do you ever do that? Do you ever get going and sometimes in life and you get busy? And our first thought should be to seek the Lord and to pray and to put him first. But sometimes it's real easy to become a little bit self-centered, and we try to maybe solve something ourselves, or we try to figure it out on our own, or we try to move forward and say, and we know God's there and he knows a part of it, but we really don't seek him out on everything. And so here, I think the important thing is that we understand that we ought to seek him, and by doing so, we will not be forsaken. And then David says here in verse 11, sing praises to the Lord, and which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. And, you know, when you got something good to say, when God's blessing and God's, even in the middle of trouble, you can talk about the good things that God is doing and the things that God is working in and through your life. And so, and verse 12, when he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. And David says, have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble, which I suffer of them that hate me. David says, "And thou liftest up me from the gates of death, and that I may show forth all thy praise, and in the gates of the daughter of Zion, and I will rejoice in thy salvation. And the heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made, and in the net in which they hid is their own foot taken." You go back to that verse 13 right there, and David brought this out. He said, "Consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate me." And so David had his challenges without a doubt. And you notice his prayer is taking this petition to the Lord. Is, "God, consider the difficulty I'm in, and consider the challenge that I'm in, consider the circumstance that I'm in." And he brings that to God. And I love what we talked about in Sunday school this morning on prayer. And in part of the Sunday school lesson that had to do with that, before we even pray, before we even take our petitions to the Lord, God knows what we have need of. And we just need to pray. And so here's David taking his troubles before the Lord, and in verse 13, and suffering through this. And he said, "And them that hate me, and thou that liftest me up from the gates of death." Look in verse 16. He says, "The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands." Higgion, Selah. "And the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. And for the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, and let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. And then put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men, Selah." And so when you look at it here, again, it comes to this point, and we're seeing more and more, seems like, in the world that we live in, evil trying to, you go along and you think maybe things are going to get better, and then evil sticks its head up and something bad happens. Whether you're talking about Las Vegas or whether you're talking about New York, now we're talking about in Sutherland, Texas. And, you know, and that could literally be, I mean, that's just a little small Texas town of what, 400, 500, 600 people. It's not very large. And to be able to go and see something like that happen in a tragedy right here in America, to think about, well, that could happen, you know, right here on our own doorstep. And so evil continues. I know people are just shocked about this and seeing that, but here David talks about evil and talks about the heathen, talks about this, and yet he finds a time to thank the Lord for the victories that he gives. So David gives us a great psalm here. Turn over just a few pages. I want to share with you something that David does here in verse Psalm 20. Because you can see in Psalm 20, and then I really think you can see the answer to what David's talking about in Psalm 20, the answer coming in Psalm 21. And as David again in Psalm 21 thanks the Lord for the victories, but if you go back to the 20th Psalm, it's there you see the prayers of David and what he's gone through. And notice what he says, "The Lord hear thee," in Psalm 20 and verse 1, "in the day of trouble. In the name of God of Jacob defend thee." So by all means, David here is whatever the day of trouble, whatever the difficulty, whatever the challenge, whatever the heartbreak, whatever is going on, David says here, "Lord, hear me in the day of trouble." And then he says here, "Send help, send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings, and accept thy burnt offerings, Selah, and grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel." David goes on to say, "We will rejoice in thy salvation." Did you ever notice this? And he goes on to say, "In the name of our God, we will set up our banners, and the Lord fulfill all thy petitions." So even he talks a lot about trouble, he talks a lot about sorrow, he talks a lot about the challenge that he's gone through. And through all this, David says here, "Remember," I think it's always good to remember the joy of thy salvation. Rejoice in thy salvation. So no matter how dark it gets, no matter how difficult it gets, no matter how much the struggle is, rejoice in your salvation. So I think that's good medicine for all of us day by day, is to think back the day you got saved, the day you came to know Christ. And then he says in verse 6, "Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed, and he will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand." I love this when David gets down here to verse 7. Then he says, "Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but," David says, "we will remember the name of the Lord our God. And they are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save the Lord, let the king hear us when we call." So, you know, you go back to a verse like in verse 7, what are you going to trust in this week? What are you going to put your faith in? What are you going to lean upon? David says here, "I'm going to trust in the Lord." Whatever the trouble is, wherever the challenge is, some will trust in chariots, some trust in horses, some trust in whatever, and whatever's going on. But David says here, "I will trust in the Lord. Remember the name of the Lord. So he prayed kind of like this prayer here, and then you see it all unfolding and coming to a time of thanksgiving, because look how he opens up in Psalm 21 and verse 1. I really believe these two psalms are connected together. You know, they're really, years ago, were not the divisions by chapter. And so he goes on to say here, the king shall joy in thy strength, Psalm 21:1. And O Lord, and in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. So again, he brings that back, and the salvation and the joy of the Lord. And then in verse 2, thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholden the request of his lips, Selah. You know, how important it would be to be able to have the attention of God and the heartbeat of God and the closeness of God through prayer and our relationship with Him, that whatever the trouble is, whatever the challenge is, whatever we're going through, that God immediately hears and He has our full attention. And He says here, I shall joy in thy strength and in thy salvation. And then not only that, but give him from his heart desire. He says in verse 3, for thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness, and thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days forever and ever. And his glory is great in thy salvation. Again, he comes back to this word of salvation. And honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. David says in verse 6, for thou hast made him most blessed forever, and thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Good reminder there to pray for our president, to pray for our leaders, to pray for those and who they trust in and who they have confidence in. And here David says he has, as a king, has a trusteth in the Lord. And verse 8, thy hand shall find out all thy enemies, and thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. And thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thy anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them, and the fruit and their fruit shall destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. He says, they imagine a mischievous device, which they are not able to perform. And therefore shalt thou make them turn their back, and when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them, be thou exalted, Lord, in thy own strength, and so will we sing and praise thy power. I mean, how important is it we see here, and the face of evil, and the face of trouble, and the face of difficulty. And I don't know about you, but every time I pick up a USA Today, or see a Fox News report, or get something over it, and you see wickedness and evil and all that, your mind, our mind should reflect and go back to the Psalms, and go back through, just as it was evil in David's day, so it is evil in our day. And trouble in our day and difficulty in our day, but we should learn from David here and to realize that we should yet rejoice in the joy of our salvation and to realize that good will prevail, God will prevail in all this, and to realize here that David simply says, be thou exalted, Lord, in thy own strength, and so we'll sing and praise thy power. You know, when Nate and I were coming in yesterday to come to the Operation Christmas Child, and we come down and different times of the day. You just got to learn which way you're going to get into Canton to try to avoid as much traffic as you come. Yesterday, I just decided to come in 23 and take 14 over to 275 and down. As I'm coming down 14, I told Nate, I said, look up. I said, look at that rainbow. And I don't know if you saw that rainbow, but I'm thinking about all the wickedness, all the sin, and all the evil in the world. And Nita and I sat, and she goes, and she started counting the colors. And we could clearly see all seven colors in the rainbow. Now, somebody said it was a double rainbow. I don't know. But anyway, it was really neat. And we're sitting there looking as the rainbow, because it was right directly in front of us. And you look and you saw that, and we were trying to see where it went to and where it, you know, come down at. And later on, then, as we went a little bit farther, you could see where it arched. And I thought, how great. God puts those things out there just to remind us that He is in control. He still is going to honor His promises. That's just a reminder to mankind that there is a God in heaven, and it's a thing of beauty to be able to look at that. I don't know about you, but her and I just kind of sat and looked at it and thought, man, isn't that amazing? I don't care how many of those you see. It's still always neat to be able to see another one and know that there's a God in heaven to put that in the Bible and simply said that He would never again destroy the earth by water. But we do know He'll destroy it by fire. And we do know that He'll take care of the evil and the wickedness in the world. And we do know there'll probably always be another Sutherland, Texas thing going on in the world that we live in. But we have a great God that's on the throne, and we need to trust Him. And I'm sure many times people probably right there in that town, in that city, are Christians trusting God and then asking the question, Lord, why? Why did this happen to happen to our little community, to our church, to our people? Just the same thing. If something come in here and happened here, you and I could be asking very simply the same thing. But we live in a very troubled world. But through all this, that God would be exalted, David says here in Psalm 21, and in thine own strength, so we will sing and praise thy power. So when you think about it, evil will not prevail, but God is on the throne, and God will always prevail. Turn over to Psalm 34. Now, I want you to see Psalm 34 from this standpoint tonight. I like this challenge thing that Rosalind and Tammy worked on and put out there. And, you know, it was interesting because when I was going through the foyer last night and I'm going across, we had people that showed up here last night that don't go to our church. A lot of people that don't go to our church. They go to other churches or they don't go to church at all. And I saw a couple guys standing out there with their camera taking a picture on the block walls of the little signs that y'all put up out there and taped to that wall. And I thought, how cool. They're sitting there getting that, and they're just standing there reading the words of every day of the week, and then they got their cameras out, and they were taking pictures of that. And I thought, how neat is that? And when you think about that, to take that and the things that you can do in there and have some fun with it along the way. But when you look at Psalm 34, I think here's a psalm that in every trouble of life, challenge of life, David had this thing. He went straight to God in prayer. Before you talk to anybody else about the trouble, before you talk to anybody else of what's going on, he goes straight to God, and he goes to God with thanksgiving and prayer. Notice what he says. David says, in verse 1, Psalm 34, 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise continually be in my mouth. Now, I don't know about you, but I'd have to. Has there ever been times where you say, you get on your knees or you're praying or whatever and say, Lord, today's one of those days. Thank God you're on the throne, because based on what I'm thinking or feeling or whatever, if it's based upon me, we oftentimes fall short and miss the mark. And here we find that the psalmist, again, this is a psalm that David wrote. He says, no matter what, I will bless the Lord at all times. Not some of the time, but all times unto the Lord. And then he says in verse 2, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, David says, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. And they looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. And the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth him. O taste, notice that now, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. And O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no one in them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. And what man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, and he that seeth good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. And depart from evil and do good and seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them of the earth. And the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. And the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Think about that. You know, God never promised us in Christianity a bed of roses. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many are the afflictions of those that are saved, are believers in Christ. But the Lord will deliver you out of them all. We need to trust him and to realize he keepeth all his bones, and not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. So I take Psalm 34, I don't know about you, but I take Psalm 34 and gather and glean from this in David's life that in all things, David immediately went to the Lord and trusted the Lord and had faith in God and thanksgiving in him. And so as we go through the challenge of life, we ought to uplift the Lord and do like David did here, just to bless his name. And yes, there's evil in the world. And yes, there's trouble in the world. And yes, there's afflictions. And yes, it's going to land on our doorsteps from time to time. But that means here, just like David, I will bless the Lord at all times in verse 1. And his praise shall be continually in my mouth. And so even in that, we need to learn to honor the Lord and to remember. Look over in Psalm 77. With this one, we'll close tonight. But there's certain things I think that we ought to remember. This is a psalm of Asaph that I kind of outlined in this text here, five things that I think it's good to us for us to remember, to be conscious of, to glean from. I want to point them out to you tonight in this psalm. There are some good things the psalmist gives here that we should think about. And this psalmist here, the psalm of Asaph, says, I cried unto God in verse 1 with my voice. Even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. I don't know about you, but I think it's a great thing to be able to cry unto God and to voice unto God and to take our petitions unto God, to take our afflictions unto God, and to pour out our hearts and to know that he's there and he can hear. And it says here, the psalmist says, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not, and my soul refused to be comforted. Now, I want to point out some things here. Five times in this text of these verses, the psalmist says, I remembered. Notice what it is. In verse 1, here's number 1. I remembered God. So in the middle of our trouble, he says here, I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed, Selah. So no matter when you feel overwhelmed and you feel overtaken and you feel like it's too big to bear, you feel like the load is too heavy to carry, as just simply go to Psalm 77 and it simply, the psalmist says, I remember God. In the middle of my trouble, in the middle of my heartache, in the middle of my pain, in the middle of my struggle, in the middle of wherever I remember God. And so number 1 is right here in verse 3. The psalmist goes on to say, Thou holdest my eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I mean, did you ever do that? Did you ever wake up in the middle of the night or out through the day and sometimes the burden becomes heavy, the trouble is so difficult or the challenge is so large, you don't know what to do, you don't know how to solve it, and so you sit there and sometimes it just overtakes you. And in the middle of that, the psalmist says, I remember God in those times of trouble. Now, number 2 is in verse 6. Well, in verse 5 he said, I have considered the days of old and the years of ancient times. And then in verse 6, he says, I call to remembrance. So here's number 2. My song in the night. I commune with my own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. So here it is. Those of you that worship through music, those of you that are musicians, those of you that bless the church and the church body through your musical talents, and my, what a talent that is to be able to I had the privilege to sit on the back row last night. I did that. I always sit on the front row. So I thought tonight I'm going to sit back there. I'm going to take all of this in and observe this. And I'll tell you what, when our praise team was up here worshiping last night, these people that were there last night, they were into that. They were worshiping the Lord. They were raising their hands. They were singing. And you could tell God, the Holy Spirit, was just working in and through the hearts and the lives of the people that were here last night that day. So it says here, I call to remembrance my song in the night. Music has a way of ministering to people, and more so to those that are musically. It's just like a way that you can worship the Lord. Here David, David was a great musician, and he says here, but this is a psalm of Asaph here, but he says, I call to remembrance my song in the night. Did you ever do that? Did you ever travel down the road? Did you ever go on somewhere, and all of a sudden a song pops up? I mean, even though you can't sing, you can still think about those songs, amen? And a song comes into your mind and into your heart and the words of it, and you can't let it go. It's just like Steve tonight sang on Beulah Land. You know what I thought of sitting there? I thought of Billy Buckingham. Billy Buckingham, you would not know him, but he's a pastor in Texas and taught us the Bible. We've had so many great Bible teachers. But Billy Buckingham sat there and just recently went home to be with the Lord. And then I happened the other day to see on Facebook that Larry Brundage, a musician that some of us know, connected to the college, was singing at Billy Buckingham's funeral, Beulah Land. And it happened to be Billy Buckingham's favorite song. And I thought, what a great message, what a great song, and what a great preacher of the gospel. Just a short little guy, but was always a great servant of the Lord and that. And so I think it was Billy Buckingham that ordained Pastor Ray Hazelhoen into the ministry. and back years ago in Texas. And so, but Brother Buckingham's with the Lord today. And so when you think about here through Psalm, Beulah Land, what a great song that is. The psalmist goes on to say here in verse 7, will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more? In verse 8, is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercy, Selah? And then in verse 10, here's number 3. He said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember, notice this now, the years of the right hand of the Most High. So here you got three things. He says in verse 3, I will remember God in the middle of my trouble. And in verse 6, I will remember my song in the nighttime. And now, number 3, I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High God. I sit there and I look at that in the Bible and I say, God, do it again. Whatever you did. Some of us have lived long enough to see God do great things in a great way, in a powerful way. And years gone by, I don't know about you, but I see changing times in Christianity, and I long for and desire for and want to see God be able to continue to do great things in a powerful and a mighty way. This is, you know, times change. We all understand that. It's never going to be the same. You can't go back and live in the old days. You got to go forward. The only thing I think from time to time, I don't know about you, I just long for God to be able to do again what he's done in the past and to show himself strong and to show himself mighty and to remember the song in the middle of the night, to remember here in verse 3, God in the time of our trouble, and to remember now here the years of the right hand of the Most High. Then he gives us number 4 in verse 11. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy. And number 5 is right there. Number 4 is in verse 11, and number 5 is in verse 11. Two things. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. So you got 5 things down through here that the psalmist says, I will remember. And remembering is a good thing. You know, when you think about it, we live in a day and age where many times people are getting dementia, they're getting Alzheimer's. Remembering becomes a challenge. So while you have the capacity and the ability to be able to do that, it's a good thing to remember and to think back of how great our God is and the blessings of the Lord and remember that his goodness to us. And he says in verse 12, I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. And thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders, and thou hast declared thy strength among the people. And thou hast with thy arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob, Joseph, Selah. And the waters saw thee, O God, the waters saw thee. They were afraid, and the depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water, and the skies sent a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. In verse 18, the voice of thy thunder was in the heaven, and the lightnings lightened the world, and the earth trembled and shook. And thy way is in the sea, and thy path is in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Thou leddest thy people like a flock in the hand of Moses and Aaron. Boy, I tell you what, when you look at the Psalms, and what they had to say, I think it's a great thing to remember. I think it's a great thing to go back and see that David, when trouble came in his life, or whatever the challenges are that comes along, he immediately went to the Lord. And what lessons and what great things that we can learn from that. And then to be able to go to the Lord in prayer and to remember these things and to realize, God, I remember. I remember the times of trouble that you were there. I remember that in the nighttime and that I had a song in my heart and still a way to praise the Lord. The psalmist goes on to say here, I will remember the years of thy right hand. I will remember the works of thy Lord, and I will remember thy wonders of old. And what a great God that you and I serve. So in the middle of an evil and wicked and turmoiled world that we live in, we still serve a great God, and he's a good God, and he's a God that you and I ought to put and remember his goodness and his answers to prayer and the challenges along the way to realize we probably don't praise him enough and honor him and recognize him enough. And so what a great time in the month of November, this month, to honor him, to recognize him, to praise him, to thank him, and to recognize who he is. And then to ask God of old time, do and long for, for you to show yourself strong and your hand to be upon your work in the lives of God's people. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, God, we love you tonight, and we thank you for the Word of God, and what great psalms here are in the Scripture, and how you have given by the Holy Spirit of God to these men, to David and to Asaph and to those that are writers of these Psalms, things that we can lean and glean from and with praise and thanksgiving and just to be thankful and to have a thankful spirit. May we, during this time of the year, you know, we can always have a critical spirit. We could have an attitude where we don't praise you, but God, we want to come and to be able to praise you, to thank you, to have a spirit of gratitude and thankfulness and praise upon our hearts, and just to thank you for being our God and being our Savior. And God, we love you and thank you, and we just pray that you would show yourself, continue to show yourself strong and have your hand upon the evil and the wickedness upon the world. God, we know in the end that you will reign supreme, and evil will be conquered, Satan will be conquered. But in the meantime, God, we know that as he goes up and down the land to and fro, seeking whom he can devour, and to realize there is still evil and wickedness and sin in this world, God, we just pray that you would show yourself strong and that you still are in control, and you're a great God, and we can still praise you and thank you and love you and serve you until Jesus comes. In your name we pray. Amen. Good to see you tonight. Have a great week. Enjoy this extended summer, whatever is going on out there.